Welcome back into Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday, and the Predators hotter than a firecracker right now, and thanks in part to their fine goaltender, UC Saros, who joins us on the program now. UC, how you doing?
All good, thanks.
Had to be fun last night, a 6-3 win at home against San Jose. You guys are, as of right now, in a playoff spot. How'd you feel about the play last night?
Yeah, obviously, great start, pretty crazy first period, and big 2 points.
Do you feel like that the momentum that you guys have is truly tangible right now?
Yeah, I think so, especially last night even, like coming into the game, and I feel like the crowd was right into it, so I feel like the energy is for sure getting bigger.
You have witnessed a lot of cool moments in your career in Nashville, and so you talk about that crowd getting into it. You know, we make a big deal about it, but how much does that truly mean to you guys when you feel that energy and can feed off of it?
Yeah, obviously it's huge here. I think this is for sure one of the best places to play in. Even like last couple of years when it's not having been hard, they always been there, and fans always come to the game, have fun, and obviously we feed off of their energy, and so yeah, it's obviously huge for us.
UC Saros is with us. So as you kind of look this stretch of games that you all have won, but even before that, I mean, I feel like the play of this team has been pretty good over the course of the last few months. How do you feel like you personally have been?
Yeah, I felt pretty good, and obviously we want to keep building our game, and myself too, trying to get better every day, and but yeah, obviously it's been nice that we've been getting results and more points lately. So yeah, it's fun to be right in the mix.
I can remember how close you and Pekka were when you first came into the league, and you know, the runs that you guys went on. Now you got Eustace in there as the other goaltender. I feel like that relationship is just as close. How much do you guys feed on each other?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty similar, and since they're both from the same hometown, so it's they're like a similar kind of personalities too. And yeah, I love being around him, and off the ice we have a lot of fun together too. So, and then every day we try to work hard as a tandem too.
How did you know him at all before he got here?
No.
Wow, so you've developed this relationship since he's been here. How much has Ben Vanderklok been helpful to both of you?
Yeah, obviously he's been doing a great job, and he's always trying to find ways for us to get better, and kind of stay in the moment. And obviously the game is evolving too, so we gotta keep on track with that. So yeah, he's been great, and so yeah, big credit to him as well.
UC Saros is with us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. Obviously, a few guys left during the trade deadline, and I know that was hard for you all, but to see some of the youngsters that have taken their spots and come in and really made an impact, how cool has that been to see from your perspective as a veteran?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Obviously, all those guys have played with us over the last couple of years, so I think we all have a great trust in them as well. And well, yeah, it's great that they kind of showed that they can play in this league well too, and a little bit similar situation like we had a couple of years ago when we had a lot of injuries and trades. So I think that experience kind of helped that, you know, like they're great players too, and now they have their chance to show.
As you go through this stretch, are you one of those guys that looks at the standings every day, or do you kind of just let one of your teammates tell you what's going on, or how do you go about it?
Yeah, I don't really look at myself, but obviously you hear about it and see that eventually. But yeah, I kind of try not to really look at it, because you know things can change so like too briefly. So kind of try to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, I feel that. What do you do when you're obviously you got a lot of games going on right now, so you're at the rink a lot. But what's kind of your escape from hockey to kind of clear your mind?
I got a sauna at my place, so I like to do that a lot during the off days, and I also got a few good buddies back home here this week, so that's been awesome, hang out with them and and all that stuff. We're actually just driving the rink with them right now, so that's here on the car.
Nice, very cool. Well, it's obviously good to have those people. I brought up Pekka earlier, and obviously he's still involved in the organization. How much do you get to talk to him during the season?
Yeah, we stay in touch a lot, and usually a lot of times it's kind of not about hockey, but sometimes to hockey stuff too. So it's great have his support, and he's always there if there's anything I want to like ask, or kind of he's always available. And obviously it's great that he's still kind of working for us, but at the same time having him as a support, as a friend, that's big.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, UC, this has been a lot of fun to watch and to see. It's not over yet, and you guys got a couple of home games to wrap up the week. Thanks so much for doing this, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And that is Predators goaltender UC Saros joining us here on the program. They will be back at it tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. Every game is important. Now they have a little bit of a stretch against Eastern Conference teams with the New Jersey Devils coming to town tomorrow night, Montreal on Saturday, and then a quick trip to Tampa to start a long road trip on the West Coast. They do that on Sunday. But appreciate UC for joining us. We'll have more coming from the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.